Spring has sprung. Well, it was supposed to. Here in the Northeast, we got nearly a half a foot of snow in some places. Yes, those are upside-down buckets on the tulips. But still, we are segueing, however fitfully, from the comfort of winter foods to spring. And here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has some salads to help. And Kathy, you're in California, but your recipes are here, thanks to producer Emiko Tamagawa. I am halfway through the beet salad.
The beet salad is a beautiful way to segue from wanting comfort foods of winter to wanting much lighter, healthier, but satisfying foods of spring.
Mm-hmm.
Beets, they survive all winter. They're a root vegetable. They store all these natural sugars. And you'll also start seeing some small, young beets coming up this time of year in parts of the country. They are so wonderful when they're roasted. You just wrap them in foil, put them in a hot oven. Then you slice them. You put them on some fresh, young spring arugula. There's feta cheese on top of it. And then this is really fun. I am not big on using canned foods.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are certain things like chickpeas and beans that I absolutely love. They're a great shortcut. You take chickpeas from a can, you rinse them, get all that terrible tinny taste, and dry them. And you roast them with salt and pepper and olive oil until they almost pop. And they almost become like a popcorny, crunchy, snacky flavor. Taste one of those chickpeas.
They're crisp around the edges.
Exactly. They have a great texture. And this is a really important part of making main course salads. You want to layer flavors.
Mm.
That one is really just a winner.
It is so good. And I'm thinking, too, when you talk about canned veggies, canned chickpeas, you could even do the canned beets because cooking beets sometimes can trash your kitchen.
No, I stop you there.
Okay, go. All right.
There is no excuse for canned beets. They are an abomination. There are so many fresh beets, and they last all winter. Do not open a can of beets. Sorry.
Okay, but canned vegetables, on occasion, they do hold in a lot of the nutrients. From the vegetables.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually more in favor of frozen organic vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're truer to the taste. But this time of year, as we start to see young greens and peas, asparagus, artichokes, all these fabulous spring vegetables that are coming to market across the country, there's no reason at this point to really have to rely on canned and frozen foods as we see these new seasonal foods arrive.
Well, speaking of asparagus, do you know, I've got another plate here with your beautiful asparagus salad, but I once did a story on an asparagus farm out in South Hadley, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, the soil there lends itself to this incredible asparagus, and it sort of grows, like, straight up out of the ground quickly.
That area is very famous for their asparagus, as is California, obviously. And this salad, again, another main course idea. You take the asparagus, you cook them, you roast the salmon with some fresh orange juice, or if you can find it, blood oranges, which are still around, another winter food, the fresh citrus that we'll still see in the spring. And then I take leeks, a wonderful subtle onion flavor, and I cook them, and they add a beautiful crunch on top of the soft, buttery salmon, that little touch of citrus, and of course, asparagus. I mean, is there a better symbol of springtime?
This is such a wonderful, it almost feels... Yes, springtime, Eastery, you know, do-over season, whatever you call the
Segway
season.
Yeah.
Right. Segway season,
all
right.
Of these, right. All of these salads, you can prepare the elements ahead of time, the night before or the morning of, so that you're not scrambling to make a complicated dish on a weeknight when you're rushing and there's no time. Another idea that unfortunately you don't have in front of you, but that I love, is I created a Vietnamese-style rice noodle salad. And I took a skirt steak, a very thin steak, you could also use flat iron or flank, and I marinate it in soy sauce and fresh ginger and rice vinegar. And then you cook these rice noodles in 5 minutes and you add fresh mint and you add fresh cilantro and you add grated carrots and grated cucumber and grated radish. And then you grill the steak and thinly slice it. This is a beautiful main course salad for meat eaters, or you could do it with chicken or shrimp or leave out all the protein because it's got all these colors and textures and wonderful flavors of ginger, garlic, soy, cilantro, and lime juice. So these are three ideas for salads that would be great for any weeknight or weekend. And always playing off of colors and textures and layering of flavors to celebrate a new season.
Well, Kathy Gunst, roasted beet salad with feta cheese, roasted chickpeas, and arugula with chive ginger dressing.
And a mouthful.
I know, and I have one. And asparagus and roast salmon salad with blood oranges and leeks, and her Vietnamese noodle salad. All of those recipes will be at herenow.org. But, Kathy, I smell another award coming for you with those recipes. We just want to mention that, once again, you've been nominated for something. This is for the Best Audio and Best Video Series for the International Association of Culinary Professionals. That will be determined in a couple weeks, but we're just so proud of you for your nomination. So
teamwork. Here and Now.
Yeah. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin. Enjoy the salads.